A specially equipped salvage ship leaves Honolulu Harbor today for the site where a Japanese fishing boat sank last February. The Ahime Maru was accidentally hit by a U.S. submarine engaged in emergency surfacing maneuvers. The salvage ship is part of a Navy operation to lift and transport the Ahime Maru to shallow water. There, Navy divers hope to recover 9 bodies from the hull. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld reports.
Raising the Ahime Maru presents a whole host of complex challenges for the Navy. That's what Rear Admiral William Clem, Deputy Chief of Pacific Fleet Maintenance, said last week as he took reporters on a tour of the salvage ship. He says the Navy routinely recovers objects from the ocean floor, but they've never tried to raise something from a depth of 2,000 feet, and never such a large ship.
We're well beyond the depth that divers can operate, and as a consequence, everything has to be done by remote control. Had this occurred 15 years ago, we would not have been able to undertake this operation because the technology simply did not support it.
The Navy has contracted with 2 private deep water recovery companies, one Dutch, one American, to design, engineer, and execute the lifting of the Ahime Maru. Of central concern to the salvage operation is preventing damage to the marine environment. So before the sunken vessel can be lifted, all fishing gear and rafts must be cleared from its decks to avoid entangling fish or hurting Hawaii's delicate coral reefs. The Navy has also had to bring along special equipment in case of an oil spill. 65,000 gallons of fuel were aboard when the Ahime Maru sunk. When they're ready to lift the boat off the ocean floor, engineers have to make a cradle for the sunken vessel. Using oil industry cranes, winches, and drilling cables, they plan to drill holes in the ocean floor on both sides of the boat, and then a remote operating vehicle will run cables underneath. Once the boat is lifted, other concerns kick in: deep ocean currents, trade winds, and the tide. Admiral Clem explains.
We want to bring the ship into the shallow water site during an outgoing tide. That will prevent oil from entering either Pearl Harbor or Kahi Lagoon in the downtown area of Waikiki. Finally, we have to have the waves, both the swells coming from the southern hemisphere and the wind-driven waves, at a height that is low enough to support the lifting and transportation of the ship.
The entire purpose of this operation, according to the Navy, is to recover the remains of lost Ahime Maru crew members. Japanese expectations are high. Yuki Sato is a California-based reporter from Japan's Mainichi newspaper. She says the Japanese people are still grieving, and they want closure.
It is very important for Japanese family to have the closure with the body. Without them, their ordeal will continue. They feel sorry for those missing in the deep sea. I think recovery effort is very much appreciated. Probably do very good for erasing of the certain degree of scar.
Weather and sea conditions permitting, the lifting and transport operation is expected to take from 2 to 4 weeks. Once the Ahime Maru arrives at its 115-foot deep salvage site, Navy divers will attempt to recover the bodies and salvage any remaining equipment. Then, sometime in October, the Ahime Maru will be moved again, this time to its final resting place about 16 miles away in more than 6,000 feet of water. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.